your guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First of all, I'd like to welcome our two new counselors, Jeff Ford. Want to say anything? Come personal, Carla?
Jeff doesn't.
It's first on the agenda.
Okay, that's right. I have to speak first. So I'm Carla Niemeyer, and I'm excited and honored to be part of the city council of Carlsbad.
Yeah.
Anything, I'm Jeff Forrest. I'm real excited to be here. I've learned a lot about the process, and I hope I don't embarrass myself too much.
Welcome to the city council. Before we get started, I'd also like to call on Beverly Allen, and I think she has a presentation she'd like to make.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, first of all, on behalf of Chevron, I'd like to welcome and congratulate Councilman Jeff Forrest and Councilman Niemeyer. We're excited to work with you in the future and look forward to working with the rest of you. And thank you for everything you do for Chevron here in Carlsbad, and I appreciate everything you do. And on that note, tonight I'd like to do a presentation. I'd like to call Chief Rick Lopez up. And also wanted to introduce my Chevron representatives that I have here today. Some of you knew Nathan Carroll, who was our operations superintendent, is now in Kazakhstan. And we have a new operations superintendent, and I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce you to him. Layman Stafford is here, and he will be taking over the Carlsbad superintendent role and moving here from Midland, Texas, and will be with us for a few years. And hopefully as long as we can keep them here. And then I've got Mark McCauley. He is our gas gathering superintendent. So we have two superintendents. And then Brian Chavez, who also works as one of our assistant superintendents in gas gathering. So they're our leadership here today to help thank our fire department. So anyways, go ahead, come over here, Chief. We are so thankful that Carlsbad, City of Carlsbad has a mutual aid agreement with Eddy County, allowing for Carlsbad Fire Department EMS services to respond out to the field to order all the way as far as Norla, where we have assets, and we really appreciate it. They take care of us, and it's been great working with Chief Lopez. And anyways, so we are giving a $40,000 donation tonight to City of Carlsbad, to the Fire Department. Last year we did tour. Awesome police department that's outside. And but this donation is going to be about $20,000-ish towards COVID electrostatic misters. And these misters, you know, I read that they had a 400% increase in COVID calls in the last few weeks. And so these misters, you spray them in their units and wherever they else want to. In 2 minutes, they dry, and they can go around all kinds of crevices and circles because of electrostatic magnetic, and they also kill E. coli, staph, all the other ugly bugs that we don't want, so they can be going on past COVID. And so that's one thing that we wanted to do to provide health and safety. And then we're also going to be doing some communications equipment and some other equipment if you want to discuss that. So.
Thank you. Mayor, members of the council, I want to thank Chevron. I've worked with them for years, and they're really good to work with. It's an honor to be here up here with them. As she said, as you guys know, COVID is not going away anytime soon, so we have to deal with that. But this is more for moving forward. This is EverCall. This is, we're not exactly sure sometimes. You know, you hurt yourself, it may not be a medical, maybe an injury. We don't know what else is there at that time. So we're going to use this EverCall, every ambulance. You know, we offices, we'll do our vehicles, staff. I mean, so this is going to help us in a lot of ways. We early on bought wiper sprayers, the droplets are too big. They have to be a mister. It's got to be smaller, easier to clean up, it's easier to get in and out of new crevices. So it's important that we have something like this. The equipment, we do have federal money earmarked, so we'll see how that shakes out, but there's all kinds of parts that go with that. From the microphone, battery batteries, bank chargers, there's a handful of things, and those are not cheap either. And then some other tools for our vehicles. So this is going to help us in this.
Let me get a picture of all of them.
And Layla's got our check here, so.
This part's the camera.
I'll tell you when I go after him. Go ahead. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Thank you so much, Mayor and Councilors.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks very much.
That will move to new business.
Mayor, I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Very good. We have a motion, is a second? For the discussion, call for vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Stiegelmeyer?
Yes.
Ms. Walkside?
Yes.
Ms. Maya Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes. Item two, City of Carlsbad Financials, Ms. Salsito.
Is it working?
Is it disconnected? Is it disconnected? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you for being here this evening. I'm sure you've had an opportunity to review the financials that are provided in your agenda packet. Therefore, I will provide you with a brief summary of the city's cash position as of November 2021. The fifth accounting period for FY22. The city has a beginning fiscal year cash balance of $95.9 million and an ending cash balance of $101 million. The city's revenues of $45.2 million are $1.1 million favorable to the $44.1 million budget and 1% above target. The city's labor costs of $22.5 million are $1.8 million favorable to the $24.3 million budget and 3% below target. The city's operating costs of $13.8 million are $5.5 million favorable to the $19.3 million budget and 12% below target. The city's capital costs of $4.5 million are $13.7 million favorable to the $18.2 million budget and 32% below target. Overall, from the previous fiscal year, there's been an increase of $5 million in the cash balance. This will conclude my summary unless there are any questions.
Questions, comments, Ms. Salsito? Number three, consider approval of resolution 2022-01, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to the 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salsito.
In the general fund, there is a request to transfer $100,000 to CDBG for working capital pending grant reimbursements. In the general fund, there is a request in the Riverwalk Recreation Department to increase capital by $85,000 to replace obsolete equipment in the elevator. In the general fund, there is a request in the facility maintenance department to increase capital by $85,000 to replace obsolete equipment for the elevator at City Hall. In the general fund, there is a request in the library department to increase capital and revenue by $4,872.31 for the 2020 library go bond grant that was awarded higher than expected. In the general fund, there is a request in the fire department to increase capital and revenue by $3,500. A donation from Devon will be used towards the cost of an ambulance remount. In the lodger's tax promotional fund, there is a request to increase operating by $41,441.40 for the Chamber of Commerce digital signing advertising. And this concludes the second quarter budget adjustment.
Questions, comments, Taking this on single. Mayor, the budget committee had an opportunity to listen to this presentation and ask questions and through all of our questions and our satisfaction. We can move to a vote. Move to the second. Yes, second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheidt.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes. Number four, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. Mr. Wong, would you please discuss briefly D1?
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, the city recently solicited proposals for three custom LED welcome to Southside sign, entrance signs. The location for these signs would be the Haas Highway, the Artesia Highway, and the South Wide, just off the Loving Highway. The city received eight proposals. After review by the five-person committee, four of those proposals were eliminated. The committee then scored the top four proposals. The highest score was a 9.8 out of a possible 100. And that was from Electromatic Visual out of Michigan. The city recommends awarding the bid to Electromatic. The projected cost is roughly $789,000. And let me remind everybody the funds for this will be used for the lodge tax promotional fund. And that fund is one of those funds we either use it or lose it. So I think it's a good resource of that advertising dollar for the promotional.
Questions or comments from the committee?
Mayor.
Council.
John, is there, with the Rogers tax, is there a lot more Rogers tax available? Is that it, or is it, I'm just curious.
No, there was a good amount in the promotional. Remember, Rogers tax is split up two ways,
right.
Promotional, non-promotional.
Right.
So we had some promotional money that we could get to use. That way we didn't have it withdrawn from us. And so, in the advertising, you can do billboards. It's a great resource. You get the advertising events coming in. If you're coming into the Carlsbad, we're having a grant at the Baker River Community, the Civic Center, all of those interests that you cover.
So we even use all the water sex every year?
Yes, that's what we try to do. We can carry some of it over from time to really work hard to get that portion all out. Yeah.
Are you going to keep the ones that are already out?
Correct. This is just an
addition. Correct. Further questions? Mayor. So at the bottom of those signs, it has arrows pointing to different parts of town. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I don't know if you saw them in your packet.
I did.
Maybe if you could see those. There's digital content in addition to other signs.
So what all will be advertised throughout our city? I saw the Living Desert, the Arts Center.
Correct. That is correct.
Okay. So those three things will be advertised?
Correct.
Okay.
Depending on what location it's at.
And is that part digital also, or does that, is that a permanent?
Yes, it is digital.
I see it digital.
Yeah, it is digital.
So it can be changed up?
Correct.
So
it'll never be an outdated.
Yeah.
Not that we're going to not have the caverns, but.
So when we're having special activity, we can
change that. Very good.
I believe we're talking about different things. She's talking about the slats, and I think we're talking about the big market.
Both of them are digital.
They're both digital.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Further questions? Mayor, I move for approval. We have a motion to approve.
Second.
No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Ms. Walter Scheidt?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes. All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of ordinance 2022-01, an ordinance amending section 2-288 of the Carlsbad City Code of Ordinances regarding the City of Carlsbad Multiple Citizen Advisory Board, changing the frequency of mailing from monthly to every other month. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance, and we now convene as a public hearing. Mr. Lowe.
The
this, Mayor, members of the council. This is a request to amend the Walter Gerald Civic Center Advisory Board ordinance, changing the frequency of the meetings from monthly to every other month. Recently, the city of Carlsbad has taken over the operations of the Civic Center, and the board believes that meeting every other month is sufficient.
Question or comment from the council? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Not, do we have anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance? Against the ordinance. Not, we will now reconvene as a city council for consideration of the ordinance.
Mayor, I make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. And a second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waldersteiner?
Yes.
Mr. Naya Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Chadwick?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number six, consider approval of ordinance 2022-02, an ordinance rezoning part of C2, commercial 2 district to R2, residential 2 district for approximately 0.17 acres located at 201 South Mesquite Street. Applicant Derek and Catherine Ott. A, public hearing, and B, approval of the ordinance, and we will now convene as a public hearing. And Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is a request to change the zoning of the subject property 201 South Mesquite Street from C2 Commercial 2 District to R2 Residential 2 District. Looking at your maps provided in your package, you'll see that changing this to R2 at this location would not result in a spot zone. It does abut current R2 property. This is a case that I've brought before the council before. The residents of this property, the owners, use it in a residential nature. They want to continue to use it in a residential nature. For some reason, it's been zoned C2 commercial, and they want to change it to match their current use and their future use. This item was brought before the Planning and Zoning Commission at the December 6, 2021 regular meeting. That board voted to recommend approval with a vote of 5 in favor of approval, none against, and 0 absent. And I will stand for any questions.
Question or comment?
Sure. Jeff, how did it ever get to be C2? I mean, why speculate? Why?
Just pure speculation, but the previous zoning that we had in the city, you had a mix of commercial and residential zoning. When we changed over to the current zoning ordinance, I think that some zoning designations carried over to certain new zoning designations that weren't mixes. So I'm assuming that maybe this was a mixed zoning when the new zoning ordinance took effect and went straight to commercial, and it was just a mistake.
Oh,
thank you. Is there a reason they're trying to do this R2 instead of R1?
I think that probably when we looked at the zoning map, we saw that it was adjacent to other R2 properties. Normally we try to not do spot zoning here. So their options would be either R1 or R2 to do what they want to do. And we probably counseled them to go with R2 since there was other R2 properties in proximity.
Okay. Further questions from the council? Thank you, Jeff. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak for the ordinance? For the ordinance. Not, is there anyone that would like to speak against the ordinance?
Thank you.
Against the ordinance. If not, we will now reconvene as the city council for consideration of the ordinance. We have a motion to approve. And second, for further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waldersteiner?
Yes.
Mr. Naya Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Number 7, council committee report. Like to give. If not, is there anyone in the audience? I'd like to address the council. Not, we will move to number eight, and I'll call on Council Lisa and Mayor Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn?
I second.
And second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Neimeyer Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
And Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
We're adjourned.